You're listening to a Lost in the Groove segment.
Just happened. What the fuck just happened?
Welcome.
For what? Am I welcoming to what? The stoner sesh?
Come
or the
on
fact
in.
That you've got no weed? Do you have no weed right now? Is that seriously what's going on?
No, I just can't smoke indoors.
You can't smoke indoors.
Well, not the flowers.
Not the flowers. Who said anything about the flowers?
Well, I don't have any see how empty I am.
Oh shit, that's really bad.
Yeah, there's just this like thin little
line,
kind of like
you were telling me about that the other day.
Yeah, I was just like living off fumes. They don't even sell CBD vapes in Iowa.
Because they're pussies.
All you can vape is tobacco in this place. That's it.
Gives you cancer when you're in your 50s.
What, the tobacco vaping?
Nah, I don't
or
know.
Or everything.
Yeah, everything. Everything gives
everything.
You cancer.
Yeah.
Right? I damn.
How do I don't want to be looking at myself this much.
I told you, there's a way. Yeah, there you go. There's
Sweet.
An option.
All right. How did you know that I did it?
I could just sense it. I'm going to hide myself too, so
you
I can just
feel
kinda,
it.
Yeah,
I know. Because I was like, I need to stop looking at myself this much. It's ridiculous.
It's
like a mirror, like, and then it's like, am I really like in the conversation if I keep like looking at myself that much? No,
not really. See, I told you this would be a better experience. It feels better, and I feel more, you know, like
I feel more, you know.
And I'm awful coughing.
Everybody's gonna tune out.
They always
Dave
do.
Says that apparently we have a bigger. Is it viewership, listenership, participation? We have
more
of you. Larger following.
Yes.
Yeah, more views than we ever have. We have like an influx happening.
Mm-hmm.
I also think we've been more consistent. We put in a lot more effort, you know, like we've been this consistent before for sure, but I've definitely been trying to like make it a priority because it is a priority of mine. Yeah.
The only thing that comes to mind right now is the simple fact that I have this weird connection with Lenny Bruce. Do you know who Lenny Bruce is?
No.
Okay. He was an old-timey comic that lived back in the 1960s. And Lenny Bruce, he kind of sounded a little bit like this. You know, he had a little flair, the way he would talk and his humor, and his style was kind of different. No, but like, that's how he talked. And I picked this up from like The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, which is a TV show that was on Amazon Prime, because they had Lenny Bruce in the TV show. And you know me, like, I fall in love with accents. And if I fall in love with an accent, I want to learn everything about that accent, and I want to, like, you know, like, do it. And when I heard that voice, when I heard the Lenny Bruce, I had to give it a try. You know, it's kind of nice to sound like this. You make people laugh a little. But, yeah.
Yeah. Your accents are always impressive.
No, they're not. They're
no,
amateur.
I think they're really, really fun.
Yes.
Brett was telling me about some comedian that was like, you know, doing all these accents. It was like something on, you know, Netflix or whatever, like a showcase of a comedian or whatever.
A Netflix special. Yeah.
Yeah, Netflix special comedian or whatever. This comedian was doing like a bunch of different impressions. Gosh, I'm gonna blank out the combination but he started doing impressions, and then he let the crowd call out different impressions. And then eventually he let the crowd call out so many different impressions, and he would do them, that he started calling two at a time and doing like combo. So he did like a, I'm going to ruin it, but I think he did like a Donald Trump meets Batman. And he like put like the two together and did like a Batman Trump like impression. But he was taking two impressions and putting them into one. Like he'd do like a, you know, Robert De Niro, like, and then like a fictional character, like put them together.
It's
a cool idea, right? I don't know how you could pull it off. I don't know how you put the two together.
So
I could do like a accent of someone in a different situation. Like you take like a Rocky Balboa, and you put him like, you know, in a different scenario. I wish that I could do a Rocky Balboa. Adrian. That's my. There we go.
I love it. No,
Adrian.
The way that
I had to give it one big last shot at the end.
Jesus. Yeah. No, but you bring up a good point though, because like one thing you have to like learn, a thing that I've had to learn, like especially when you do imitations and impersonations, take like New York. Okay. I have a New York accent, but I have an upstate New York accent. So it's kind of like a New York accent, but with a twist, with a Southern twist. So, but then when you're dealing with people that are in the city, you deal with somebody, for example, like they're from Manhattan. People from Manhattan are more upper class. They kind of have more of a clear way of how they talk. So they're still New York, but it's not as heavy or strong. When you get to Bronx is just filthy. Like the animals over there, like they kind of have their accents all over the place. Like it's kind of like Latina and Black and kind of Asian, it's everywhere. Then you deal with Queens. Queens is kind of also kind of dirty like Bronx. But the thing about Queens is you kind of get a little style over there. Brooklyn is a whole different story, honey. Brooklyn, we smell piss and cats and fucking homeless people all over the subway. You can go fuck yourself, you royal animal, you cocksucker. But then you deal with people from Long Island. People from Long Island, they're kind of smooth with how they talk. You know, they're still New Yorkers, but they're slower with how they're kind of talking to you. See what I did there? I just did the entire five boroughs, including upstate New York.
Yeah, it was beautiful.
And it's one accent. We all say talk or somewhere around those lines. We have a thing with our R's. And
but then
we
say water.
Right, exactly. Yes, you're raising your hand.
That's me fixing my camera.
Oh my God.
Yeah, because my face is so white that like if I move around it like it focuses out like it. I don't know. We were trying to fix it. It's pretty.
What?
Pretty sad. I don't know. We're dealing with like translucentness, you know? Like,
yeah, we Edward can see Cullen. Right through Carissa. Right through her brain, okay? We could see right through her brain. Like right there.
You'd be able to see my teeth. Like you see like right through my cheeks. But you actually can see through my skin. That's why it's pink. That's the blood that's under my skin. So you actually can see.
Jesus. Oh my God. Like, you have a way of just turning everything dark. I'm loving this.
But you know, like when you take like a light, like a flashlight, and you put your hand over it and it's like pink, you know, it's kind of the same thing. Like,
damn. So what you're saying is like you have blood. Like you have no melanin in your skin. Like
a little bit.
It's like a touch, you know, it's like a dash of salt, you know, just a little bit.
A little bit there. I don't know.
White culture. About,
accents?
What?
I was going to talk about accents in Iowa.
Accents in Iowa.
Yeah,
Iowans.
No. Some people sound kind of Southern, and I'm like, we're not in the South. Like, I don't really know what that is. But when I was down in Florida.
We don't have a South.
When I was down in Florida.
We don't have a Southern accent.
It's different.
Yeah. I kind of developed a little bit of Floridian in my voice. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So Alyssa watched this show called The Detour, and it was just like a...
Tell me more. Okay.
There's a TV show. It's about this like family where like something happens with their plane tickets. They decide they're going to go on like a road trip because they're not going on the plane. I have no idea what happened. But so they're going to take a road trip together as like a family. And there's this one part where like the dad is like driving on the road trip and the mom like falls asleep. And he like just keeps like driving and driving and driving until he like ends up in like the middle of nowhere, like the wilderness or whatever.
You mean the Midwest?
And I don't know. It's like they're driving through like freaking like the Appalachian, like Kentucky or like. Or they're in like Alabama, or they're in like some
the South
ho-dunk part of Texas.
Okay,
they're in some shit.
Okay,
and
Jesus. I'm loving this.
They're driving. And I don't know if they're going from Seattle or they're going from LA or like where they're going from, or if they went from New York down to I don't know where the hell they're going, but they pull off. The mom falls asleep. The dad like pulls over or whatever. And he's, like, at a gas station trying to get gas, and she wakes up, and she's like, where the fuck are we, you know? And she's, like, looking around or whatever, and there's these, like, just, like, big, like, burly, like, hillbilly hunting, like, type guys, like, in the parking lot. And they got, like, a big, like, truck, and they're, like, pulling all these guns out of it, and, like, they got all their hunting, like, camouflage on and their hats and, like, they're all getting ready to go, like, on a hunting thing. And, like, no one really noticed them yet. But she gets out and she's, like, yelling at her husband. She's like, what the fuck is this place? Like, where are we? Like, what is going on? And the hillbilly people turn around. And, I mean, they've got, like, carcasses of, like, animals that they're, like, pulling out of this, like, truck and stuff. Like, who knows? Maybe they're done hunting. I guess hunters, like, hunt really early or something. I don't even know. Or they hunt, like, all day long. I have no idea. But... he turns to the couple that's, like, from the city, and he says to them, what you doing there? And, like,
hey!
There's a clip of it on YouTube if you just type in, what you doing there?
What you and doing there?
It became, like, a family inside joke after that to, like, kind of say to each other, what you doing there? Like, and it'd be like, I don't know, like, it, you know, like you're like in there watching TV or whatever, and your sister comes by and she's like, what you doing there? Like, and it's just one of the most hillbilly-ish things you could say almost. But if you say it even more hillbilly-ish to the point where you can't even understand what it is a person's saying, like, what you doing there? Like, don't move your mouth. Like, just, like, kind of let it, like, come out, like, the worst you possibly can. What you doing there?
Oh, my God. Jesus, honey. Oh, what I was gonna say was, one of the things, like, I've kind of loved is, like, words. Like, nothing. You know, and you kind of say, It's so stupid because to me, like, nothing is Southern, you know, it's like nothing, like, what you doing? Nothing. Like, what goes by you? Nothing. Like, have you fleed? Nothing.
We used to say like nothing.
Nothing.
Which sounds a lot like nutting.
Oh my God.
Ooh. Ooh. Did she just say that? Oh my God. Is it just me or does time go slowly on a Squadcast?
Yeah, it means you're having fun. When time goes slower, that means that you're really enjoying
the
experience.
Isn't that the opposite? I thought time goes really fast.
Listen, okay? Like,
shit, I think it's the other way around because that pandemic felt real long.
Oh my God. Shit. You want to go down that rabbit hole, honey? We go down that rabbit hole.
Yeah, because being 21 flew by real quick.
I when the pandemic happened, I was 21 years old. And
I mean, when that lady ate that bat in the, wait, you were 25 years old when that happened?
No, I was 20. Jesus, honey, I am stoned. Do not play with this brain. Okay, I was 21 in 2020, and right now I'm 25. And my life couldn't be better, honestly. Like, my life is... Aww. I know, like, both of our lives are pretty great right now. I know, like, we're kind of, like, rubbing it in people's face. Like, in your face! Okay? In your face!
Oh,
yeah.
Honey. I'm not throwing anything in anyone's face.
Oh, yes, you are, honey. Like,
I'm just happy for my friend.
No, it's like this new attitude of where if you try to be, like, happy, you know, your life is going well, it's kind of like, ooh, look at those people. They're happy. Ugh. Ugh. Gross. Yuck.
Oh, my gosh. We're both, like, so lit up. Yeah, no, I mean, I spent a lot of time feeling sad and lonely. Like, I felt, like, really, really intense, like, heartbreak, really, really intense heartache.
Do you want to elaborate a little bit more as to what we're talking about? Because I know what we're talking about, but I don't really think people that are listening to this will know exactly what we're talking about.
Dave and I have both been single for a very long time, and we didn't think that people that we like and wanted to be with actually existed out there in the world. We kind of were like, you know, I keep meeting people, but nobody's somebody that I want to, like, be with. And Dave and I both kind of found that recently, more or less. And it's just like, we're both kind of just talking to each other about it a lot recently. And it's just kind of like different. Like, I don't know. I haven't experienced like a happy relationship in a long time. And then, you know, like the whole Valentine's Day thing, Valentine's Day hasn't been a good thing for me in a really long time. Like, you know, I usually just kind of like ignore it or like try to make it, you know, not about love, make it about, like, you know, like give a gift to my friends or like, you know, try to like kind of make myself not feel so down, you know, just like work, stay focused, like whatever. But yeah, I think it is really amazing to be happy.
It is.
I think, being in therapy, honestly, I think that, you know, I advise it to anybody. Like, if you're having trouble finding a good partner or something like that, I think a lot of what makes having the relationship that I have right now possible is the work that I did on myself and the therapy that I went through and the stuff that was taught to be by the great and late Joan Lashkar.
Did you say Joan who is Joan Lashkar?
She's my therapist that passed.
Oh, right. Yes. We've talked about her on this podcast.
She really, really pushed me to like get out there and like try to meet people. And a lot of what I told you about, you know, trying to push you to get out there and meet people were just things that she said to me that I reverberated to you. So we both kind of got ourselves out there because of her.
But correct. But the thing was, you helped me. You really helped me open up myself to allowing, you know, myself to like be in a relationship, you know, and be able to like understand that being afraid and being scared is all normal, you know, and not to rush into things, you know, and to have more of an open approach, you know, instead of more of a closed and narrow. And I just feel really thankful. Like, not only to have you in my life, but, you know, to have that.
Yeah, have good relationships with people around you.
To have a boyfriend and to be able to accept the fact that, like, being single is great, but it's not great for everybody, you know? And it's also important to experience something in your life at least once.
Well, I think there's a time. There's definitely a time for it. Like, there's definitely a time for being single, and to each their own. But yes. I do feel like for me, it's not a good thing to be stuck in it for a really long time. Like, I just don't think that that is the best version of my life, you know, and what I want and how and what makes me feel, you know. It's absolutely crazy. But I do think the time that I spent solo also contributed to where I am now in my life. Like, I spent a lot of time on my own, and it gave me the freedom to make the decisions that I needed in order for myself to, like, grow in the way that I wanted my life to, like, grow and change. I mean, it was nice to just be like, okay, like, now I'm going to move. Like, you know, like, when you're in a relationship with somebody, it's like, you got to talk about it. And, you know, is that okay with you? And I mean, even like classes and school and schedules and, you know, all kinds of stuff. You kind of got to, like, go back and forth with people about stuff. I had the freedom of just doing whatever the fuck I want. Like,
but the thing is,
as soon as I thought of it,
the thing though is, it's really great when you get that time to plan, you know, and kind of figure out things. I am one of those that also, like, just like going with the flow, you know. We'll kind of figure it out, like, when we get there. And kind of the cool thing is, me and him, we love to just take walks together, you know, and that's, like, our thing is, we walk and, like, we hold hands.
Yeah.
And I love that, you know?
I love it, too. We do that a lot, too, and it's just sucked that the weather's been kind of difficult.
It's hard when the weather's bad. 100%, yes.
Yeah, we, like, we'll try and, like, go for a walk, and then we both are, like, shivering. We're like, good God, like, no. We really underestimated how cold it is out there. And it just got cold again.
Again, yeah, like, it's literally legit snowing in Iowa.
It's been, like, cold in general, but it was, like, motherfucking freezing, like, maybe a few weeks ago. And so we had, like, a couple weeks of, like, you know, I don't want to die weather. And then now it's kind of back to, like, really fucking cold again. Don't quite want to die, but thought about it.
Oh my God. This is the weather news directly from Carissa. It's like, I don't want to die weather or fucking cold. Okay, it's I don't want to die. Fucking cold. There was above fucking cold.
It was I don't want to die weather, but at least we haven't gone back to that. It was I want to die weather.
Oh my God, I want to die.
Then Jesus. It turned into no, I don't want to die weather.
Oh my God.
And then now it's kind of I'm not sure weather. It's really not that bad out, but
this is fucking
I cannot
gold.
Imagine,
yes.
Like, no. Okay. What? Yeah.
No, I love
being
you for this.
Brett gives me
I love
reasons
this.
To live. Yeah.
Oh my God, Brett gives you reasons to live? Oh, Jesus.
Definitely life is, like, more like, hey, you know? Like, it's like... Like, if you took all the pros and cons and, like, put them all on a list and stuff, you know, like, living or dying, and then now you've got, like, Brett on the living list, it's like, oh.
I'm not gonna lie, I've kind of thought the same way.
Remember how afraid I used to be of him, like, seeing the podcast, and now I'm just like, no, I am afraid. I hope he doesn't see that.
No, it's cute. It's cute though, because, like, I've talked to Joey about this, And he, like, the thing is, as long as, like, we've discussed it before, and we've kind of agreed about it, I haven't, like, we haven't really gone into any detail, to be honest. You know, we've kind of, like, gushied over the lines, you know, like, primarily what we've been talking about for the past, like, 24 minutes and 50 seconds. Now it's going up. But anyway, all we're saying is being in a relationship is kind of incredible, and this podcast is us just getting fucking stoned and just talking and schmoozing. And I feel amazing, and you feel amazing.
We're both in a happy place. Like, it's really odd.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. How crazy. I know. Look at David's hickey.
Jesus Christ, Chris!
oh, Dave. I thought about it. Like, I was like, I should not say that on the podcast. Like,
people can see the video of the podcast, but, like, people are still listening to the audio. Now they know. Now they fucking know. No.
I just feel like it was the perfect time. Like, wasn't it? Like...
No, honestly, I'm laughing also because, like, people have been noticing, like, since after Valentine's
Day. I know, you told me about it. You told me that people were giving you shit, and I was like, oh, people just like to do that. And then I did it.
Oh, my God. No, it's okay. Like,
oh, my God. David, like, probably, like, you know, wet himself or something just now. I'm kidding. You're not an older woman.
There's no filter when you run.
Sometimes I laugh so hard it, you know, I pee a little. You're not totally wrong.
No, you. No filter. Like, literally.
That's what the podcast is for.
No, like.
Just say crazy shit.
I know this is fucking great. Like, I don't know if he wants me to be revealing this much, Chris, though.
Oh, God. Okay, I'll stop. No. What did I say other than
I didn't say anything that bad. No, you're not. You're cool.
It's just the hickey. That's the only secrets I gave away.
Okay, here's the tea.
Right? Did I say more?
No. Open my big mouth? No, it's cool.
That was it, right?
Yeah. Well, I mean, again, like, there is a video version of this podcast, and I do have to explain this to a certain degree. Point being said, Valentine's Day, eh? Boyfriend? Okay. All right. I'm in my mid-20s. Okay. All right.
Okay.
Cool. Now, the next day, I go to my mom.
David! What's that on your neck?
My mom was like, do you want me to give you foundation? And I was like, no. These bad boys are going to be, what? No. I want to wear foundation.
Just tell them to, like, do it, like, right, like, here. Like, on, like, here. I don't know. Don't tell them what to do. I hated that. I remember I had, like, an ex that was like, don't give me a hickey. I don't want everyone to see it. Like, do it down here or something. And I was like, you suck. I'm going to put hickeys all over you.
I'm telling you.
Shut up. Stop being a fucking puss. See, Dave, you're not a puss. What? You, like, wear your hickey, like, fuck yeah. Look at it. Yeah.
Yeah. I
ain't putting makeup on that shit. You work. Yeah.
We worked for that, okay? Together, might I add, all right? Like, but again, what I kind of, like, wanted to point out too is memories and moments. I appreciate the moments with people that I care about tremendously, but
having a moment with a partner, I've never truly been able.
Dave's really, really excited.
I've never been able to truly experience it. I've never been able to experience that with somebody else. And I'm happy that I've been able to find somebody that I can do that with. Oh my God, is that Louis? Oh, the Louis!
Yeah, can you hear him?
Oh my God, Louis. Oh, he's so cute. Okay, so.
You snort, Louis. Like, do like a really big snort.
Oh, Louis. This is the director of American Groove. He's going to be bumped up to senior director very, very soon. Come on, Louis.
Did you hear it or not?
No.
Anyways, he's a good boy. He's being really snuggly. He wants to just kind of like lay on my lap, and he's like kind of melty, and I don't know. He acts like he ate a lot of food, which I think maybe he did. I gave him some of that really bougie Parmesan cheese that I was telling you about.
Cheese tacks. Cheese tax.
Yes, it was a cheese tax for sure. Yeah. Aww. He likes that cheese tax.
Come on, they all love it.
But he also, like, he's picky about the cheese tax. Like, eventually, like, it's now gotten to the point where, like, he won't just eat, like, regular ass cheese.
It has to be booze cheese. Yep, just yeah, like his mama. Ridiculous. He takes right. Like, he takes after his mama. There you go.
He can tell, like, if it's, like, cheap or fancy.
Oh, my God. Next thing you know, he'll be needing a pillow to sleep. Silk.
I mean, he has a dog bed, and he has pillows, but he doesn't have silk pillows. That's crazy.
No, isn't that crazy? I never thought that was real. There's no way on earth that people allow dogs to sleep on silk pillows. Do you think that's real? Silk pillows?
I bet it used to happen. I don't know. I mean, like, buying some silk, you know, like, depending on what type of silk, you can get, like, some silk and, like, put some stuffing in it and make a fucking pillow for your dog. It's really not impossible. It doesn't have to be, like, extremely expensive, you know? I don't know. People are like, I can't get nice things. It's like, yeah, that's because you don't try to make them yourself. I don't know. Like, I there's no way I could have made those boots. David went shoe shopping with me tonight. I got off work. I had him on the phone with me, and I was on the phone, and I was like, holy shit. I was like, there's nowhere to go shopping out in Iowa.
And I said, famous footwear.
And I was like,
that's where I got my Doc Martens from, by the way. I got my Doc Martens for $100.
I don't like Doc Martens.
Too bad.
I mean, I like them on other people. Like, I think they look good, but...
Do you know what's funny?
What?
Okay. You can tell me about with Brett.
No, I was just talking about shoe shopping.
Well, I know. I was going to talk about shoe size. Do you know that me and Joey are the same shoe size?
Oh, David, your feet are huge.
Mm-hmm. And he's taller than me. So it's amazing. Like, we ever have problems with shoes, it's like, same size. Nice.
So does that mean that your guys' dicks are identical?
No comment.
Good answer.
Thank you, Carissa. Again, unfiltered Carissa.
No filter. No, yeah, filter. I know.
None. Like, going straight into my personal life, like, throughout this
That's
entire
exactly
recording.
What everyone was thinking when you said that your shoes are the same size. Everybody was like, I wonder if their dicks are identical in size.
No comment.
So that means... They're not.
I never said that. Sorry.
Okay, so you guys have the same shoe size. That's cool. Brett and I do not have the same. My shoes are significantly smaller than his. AKA my vagina is smaller than his. Just kidding. He doesn't have it. Hopefully a viewer laughed at that stupidity.
We do have to wrap this up, honey, because I do have to jump on I know.
That was ugly. Yeah, I know.
This is actually, I think, the shortest American Groove episode that we've made.
It was good. It's I'm going to try and like drag it out as long as I can until you really have to go, you know, but yeah.
It is 9:57 p.m. my time, which means I start at 10, which is in...
Oh, yeah, you have another recording scheduled.
Yeah.
Yeah, because, yeah.
Yeah, it's actually, believe it or not, besides this incredible, talented, amazing person named Carissa Andrews, Dave over here doesn't always... do it on American Groove. I sometimes do it on Lost in the Groove, where I interview artists and shit. So check that out as well. But anyway, got to talk about you for a minute. So if people want to reach out and ask you stupid shit and dumbass questions, they can go on Instagram.
Reasonable question.
Honey, you gave us the unfiltered Carissa. Like, now it's too late. Now it's...
All questions.
Cool.
Aside from sexual questions, no, thank you.
You went straight.
Unless they're like decent, you know. But like otherwise, like don't be a fucking weirdo.
Oh
okay?
My god.
We'll block your shit.
Hey.
We blocked that one weirdo.
Yes, we did.
Being a fucking perv.
He
yeah.
got back.
Okay,
in.
David's trying to wrap this shit up, and I'm like, remember that one fucking weirdo? Yeah.
There's been a lot of weirdos, honey. A lot.
And there's been more than one.
More than one. More than plenty. But could find American Groove.
Fuck David.
American Groove. I think it's American Groove Pod. And if you want to check out more of the pod, you could find us on Facebook, TikTok, Instagram, and YouTube at Lost in the Groove Pod. So with that, we'll catch you in the next one.
Peace, motherfuckers.
Well, I have to end this one. Let me see. All about the artist. That is the whole purpose of this podcast, period. And you have a really valuable tool. You can share this with artists, people that are creative, someone that can enjoy this podcast and really enjoy the experience of Lost in the Groove. So with that, let's jump back to today's episode, shall we? Hey, it's Dave, and I quickly just wanted to jump in and say, if you've been enjoying the podcast, enjoying this episode, if you can leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, that'll be so greatly appreciated. Because here's the thing, someone might read that review and make the choice if they want to listen to the podcast. You get to help grow this podcast with us. How fucking cool is that? Let's jump back to today's episode.